baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard Podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Okay. Welcome to June 17th, the walk-off. I am Adam Mack. Scott is not with me. We just spent the last hour and 5 minutes recording a really solid episode, only for me to get to editing and find out that my microphone was on mute the entire time. So, welcome to the WODcast. Oh, man, good start. I'm going to film a 5 minute video here apologizing and explaining, and then I'm going to go take a mental health day. I'm burnt out, and I appreciate everybody's patience and tolerance with me. I'm not going to make Scott sit here and spend another hour re-recording everything we talked about. If you're new to this channel, sorry, this is not a good first impression. If you're not, appreciate your patience as always. Feel free to roast me in the comments. I know this isn't the first time I've made a mistake with the recording gear. We have some new stuff that I'm trying to learn how to use, which once I do get the kinks worked out, will be a better experience for everybody in the long run. By the way, thanks to Rashid, one of our supporters on Patreon, who very generously made a significant contribution to the show in order for us to enhance everybody's experience. So we do have some new tech. Scott and I have some new webcams coming as well. But as is the case with anything, you're going to experience setbacks. Scott and I, both stand-up comedians, sometimes you write a joke, it goes great, but it could be better. So you revise it and you work on it, and each revision isn't necessarily an improvement. But you do need to be willing to hit some stumbling blocks along the way in order to eventually get to the best version of yourself and the best version of your product, which in this case is a Blue Jays podcast. I didn't want to take the time to explain what had happened this morning. I really just wanted to close my lid and go make some bad decisions. Here we are. Anyways, I'm taking accountability for my shortcomings. And yeah, I'm really frustrated this morning. I'm sure all of you were as well. I'll run down the show notes quickly. My apologies to everybody who looks forward to 45 minutes to an hour of Blue Jays talk with Scott and I. Every Friday, obviously, we drop the ball. I dropped the ball here this week. Apologies to Scott, for sure, who still doesn't know about this disaster. I am trying to be better. This is not... I'm out of my element here. I'm doing my best trying to produce this show. I have no background, no education in any of this. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just trying to explain. There's going to be hiccups along the way. Today is a big hiccup. Here were the show notes for today. Blue Jays split the series with Baltimore, but as wild as it sounds, it could have been worse. Scott had a hilarious nickname for the Orioles. He referred to them as O.O. Orioles, which was an homage to a Weird Al Yankovic song, so it made me laugh hysterically. I feel really bad everybody's missing out on that. If it feels as a fan that everyone knows when Kevin Gausman is going to throw a splitter, it's because they do. And we talked about Kevin Gausman in depth there. On the upside, Jose Berríos has been dominant as of late, so very encouraging there. We're going to preview the Yankees series. Alek Manoah taking the mound. Ross Stripling taking the mound, and Yusei Kikuchi on the third day Sunday against Gerrit Cole. We talked to Alejandro Kirk, who continues to impress. As far as catchers go, he's the best offensive catcher in baseball, as far as I'm concerned. All due respect to Wilson Contreras. And defensively, he's vastly improved as well. Other than speed, he's really showing to be like the complete ball player, which is just crazy considering he has less than a full season under his belt. It feels like he's been playing a long time. This is his third season, but it was like 9 games in 2020 and then half of last year. So anyways, Alejandro Kirk is great. Obviously, Gabriel Moreno, the call-up has gone about as well as anybody could have possibly hoped. We talked Lourdes Gurriel. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. was the joke there. Continues to be great in June. We did speculate if this team is to make a move for pitching with this Ryu news. It's Lourdes Gurriel Jr., the trade candidate maybe on the block. I think at the start of the year I was hoping Alejandro Kirk was going to play well enough to be a valuable trade piece. Fortunately, unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, he's playing too well to be traded. I think in order for the Blue Jays to trade Alejandro Kirk, they would have to get a Cy Young caliber pitcher back in return. And I don't think there's anybody in baseball who's going to give that up for Alejandro Kirk. But I do think anything less than that, and we're going to feel like we were absolutely hosed. So great conversation with Scott about it. I'm so frustrated that I've blown it. But that was the basis of the show notes today. We also got into the Jock Peterson entire San Francisco Giants team trolling Tommy Pham in regards to that fantasy football dust up there the other week. And then lastly, David Sampson, friend of the show, former president of the Marlins, Montreal Expos, etc. He suggested the New York Yankees offer Aaron Judge 5 years, $250 million, which would be $50 million annual money, which would definitely make Aaron Judge the highest paid player in baseball. But at only 5 years, would also not crush that team. Ooh, that's a bad word. I got to censor that out. Sorry. I didn't mean it like that. God. So that was the show for today. Sorry, I really botched it. Shout out to our Patreon supporters there. Or big reason I even published this 6-minute version. But patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. Big thank you to David, Abraham, Michael, Sarah, John. John, I got your comment this morning. I read it out when I was doing the podcast with Scott. But with a muted mic, obviously, that did not get captured anyways. Anyways, we'll save that for mailbag next week, but appreciate the input, John, Simon, Rashid, Joshua, Jeremy, Ian, and Dunedin Bob. So thank you to all of you for your support. We appreciate you as always. The support is incredible and continues to overwhelm Scott and I. So we appreciate it. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the subscribes. I can't wait to see the scary comments that we get on this one. Blue Jays Yankees 3-game series starts today, so go Jays go.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
With a drop, cheese and cracker shows to pitch to him.
Thanks for listening.